Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, Iran has started its retaliation on Israel after attacks on key nuclear facilities this week. Missiles have been fired overnight, with people told to take cover in bomb shelters in several cities. Journalist Benjamin Butterworth is in Tel Aviv.
We started to get critical alerts to our phone. Then the sirens rang out in the streets across Tel Aviv, and the critical alert, which says that we had 90 seconds to get to the bomb shelter.
There'll be a minute's silence for the victims of the Air India plane crash later. It'll take place during the King's official birthday parade in central London. Police officers have had fireworks and bottles thrown at them during a fifth night of violence in Northern Ireland. The unrest started following an alleged sexual assault in Ballymena, and it's now spread to Portadown. Storms overnight have caused some flooding. Videos on social media show homes and streets in Dover in Kent underwater. More than 30,000 lightning strikes were recorded overnight. David Beckham says he's really proud after being made a Sir. He's been recognised for his services to sport and his charity work. Roger Daltrey and Gary Oldman have also been knighted, and Luke Littler has got an MBE.
Weather.
Rain and thunder in the north, sun and showers in the south, highs of 25. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Crosdale.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
From Global. That's right, yes, this is Radio X from Global, as the jingle says. Hey, thanks very much to the news. They've gone again.
Busy.
Yeah. They're waving through the window with two fingers. That's not very nice.
Oh, mean.
Yeah, take your fake voice, get back. Hey, listen, I haven't got time to chat, Dom.
Right.
Because we've got two guests in this hour.
No time for chitter-chatter.
Yeah. No time for chitter chatter. Well, there will be, because we're doing an interview. Oh, so, sure. Boy George is on the show, but before that, Mr. Will Smith, the Fresh Prince himself. Will Smith is on our Saturday show after Republica.
Standing on the rooftop shouting, baby, I'm ready to go.
vocals. Sing it, Saffron. What's it called?
Baby, I'm
all right, stand by. We have a guest waiting in the wings to talk to. Boy George is going to be on the show in about 20 minutes. But hold on, you won't believe he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Will Smith.
Yeah!
Come on!
Yeah. Hey, Will.
Yeah! This is going to be the best interview you do in the UK.
Yes. No, I can tell. And you're really confident. And it's like, you know, the way to quantum field works is you just put it out there like that and you call it in.
Is that how
it
works?
Yeah, yeah. You're calling it in.
All right. So listen, you're a very busy man.
Yes.
I don't know what you remember about me.
Yes.
But I've interviewed you before. One of the last times I interviewed you, I was going through making some notes, was to promote your movie, 7 Pounds.
7 Pounds, yes.
This interview will be a very different...
It's going to be very different than the 7 Pounds.
Yes, sir.
Because we were very serious. We were both younger.
Well, we haven't changed.
We have not much at all.
I have a photo.
You have a photo? Uh-oh.
So on the screen, me on the right.
That was you. Oh, yeah. Wow. I was looking over at that other one. That's you. You look spectacular.
I've dropped a little bit of weight.
Yes, yes.
Since those days.
Yes.
I've dropped a me, in fact.
Yeah. You dropped a whole me. Yeah.
And you don't age.
No.
I'm trying to hold on. It's the finest juices and berries.
Well, wow. the berries, I'm not interested in, but we'll talk about those juices later on. We haven't got a lot of time because you've got such a busy schedule, but you are also the man responsible for making me wear a certain aftershave for a long time.
Oh, that's right. I remembered that. Yeah.
That's me. That's
yes.
The fat guy. I was the fat guy.
You had that smell. You carried that smell for about 5 years.
I hugged Will the first time I met him and I said, "You smell amazing." He goes, "It's the Wang." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry." He goes, "It's Vera Wang." I said, "It's amazing." And the next day, Will had somebody from the hotel, like a butler, bring me a present of Vera Wang for men.
Yes.
And I wore that every day for years and years.
That was your smell.
Everyone loved that smell.
I still wear that. It is a fantastic scent. I could tell when I met that you and I had a similar body chemistry. You know, and
but the thing is, like, you know, for me, you saw how big I was back in those days. I'd go through a bottle in a week. Now it lasts a bit longer. So listen, if this interview goes well, it's going to be the best interview you do in the UK.
Yeah, it's going very well so far.
Thank you.
And all of our other interviews have gone well.
Yes.
We're undefeated so far. So
that's right, we are.
We're going to try to keep our streak going.
It's Will loves being interviewed by me so much. He's not been on the show in since 2011.
Well, that's it.
Because I'm not sure. No, that's not true. It's 2011?
Yeah.
No, we did a phone thing somewhere in between there.
2012. Well, you can have too much of a good thing.
That's true.
You can have too much, you know, Big Chris, but you can never have too much Big Willie.
There you go.
Because I get to say Willie.
Yeah.
How about,
I didn't know that was a thing when I called my album that.
Really?
I did not know, because that's not what we say in the United States.
Yeah.
And I just remember the looks on people's faces when I was coming in and my album was called Big Willie Style.
Oh, we loved it. The fact that there were decent tracks on it was a bonus to why people bought it. Like, that's Big Willie. Because when you were doing the interviews, everyone goes, "We are so excited to see Big Willie." And you're going, "Oh, that's nice."
Yeah, yeah. And literally, because I did the whole promotional run and it wasn't until after that I knew. Yeah, that would be an arrogant title for an album.
No, I actually think it's a stroke of genius.
Well, yeah.
I think you knew exactly what you were doing. You are doing, for those of you who don't know, you should know, the radio station, Radio X here, is in the same building as the 98 other radio stations, and down the corridor is Capital, and they do the big summertime ball every year, which you're going to be performing at.
Yeah, there's a tone in your voice. What's going on over there right now?
Well, it's a tone. I've never been invited. They don't invite me. They that's really don't.
Was a tone, and that's what it was.
And I see the lineup they have, and I go, "Nah, it's hit and miss." But then I go, "Will Smith's on." Now, is it you and Jazzy Jeff? Or just
me and Jazzy Jeff.
Where's he? Why is he not here? Hauling his ass in to do promotion.
Yes. See, now you're changing the tone of the interview. Now it was going great.
Yeah, but he's leaving all the work to you.
Yes, exactly.
To do the promo.
I do the work, and he takes the money. That's been our deal for years.
That's how that works.
I love the fact that you two are still doing stuff together. I love it.
You know what? It's such a beautiful thing. It's like, you know, we grew up in the same neighborhood in Philly.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're at 40 years of friendship now, right? You know, and it's such, you don't realize that. You know, you go to work with people and you do those things, and then you look up one day and you realize more than half of your life that you've been with that person, you know? Mm. So it's really a gift and an honor to have that kind of friendship and to create with somebody, to continue to put things in the world with somebody. So it's beautiful.
And you know what else is lovely? Is that you two together are really good together.
Yeah.
Right? You on your own, unbelievably successful. Mm-hmm. Him on his own, unbelievably successful. Mm. Incredible DJ, Just when he just gets behind the decks, he doesn't. No hype man, no MC, nothing.
Yes.
He's an amazing DJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're brilliant at what you do, and you put it all together. It works. So that's
Black Beatles. Like, we're great together and apart and all of that.
Yeah,
it's like.
The Black Beatles is a great name for the next album.
Yes, the Black Beatles.
Yeah.
We just need another member or two.
That's true.
Uh-oh. I think I know who it is.
There he is.
Could I be in the Black Beatles?
We'd have some explaining to do.
Well, yeah.
Or we just ignore it. Like, how come he's in the band? And you go, what's your problem?
What's your point?
Because he's English? Technically Irish. Will's album is based on a true story. Which is out now. Obviously, there's some great tracks on it. Bulletproof is great. You Can't Make It is great. Mm-hmm. And then there's this track here. Let me just fade this up. Have a listen. I like pretty girls.
Yeah.
I love pretty girls. Yeah.
Summer vibes.
Do you like pretty girls?
I don't know. Just
I'm getting the vibe.
that song. You know, my album was really thoughtful, and you know, I was like for the summer, I just want to do something fun. We're gonna shake it off. We're gonna have some fun. Have a good time. So
well, you're coming back because you're doing the tour, and you're doing the UK. You're playing in the UK, and you're doing some amazing locations.
Yeah.
And you're also playing a place that I would have thought that you'd never have heard of, called Scarborough.
Scarborough, yeah. Now, what is it? Because everyone keeps saying, wow, Scarborough.
Like, so I'm from the north. I'm not from a million miles away, so I'd say Scarborough.
Scarborough.
Yeah.
Scarborough.
But Scarborough.
It's an open-air theater. It's an incredible venue.
It's a beautiful venue.
Everybody has played there. So many people.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because people who don't, even in the UK, who have never been and don't know it, will go, Will Smith's playing Scarborough? And you go, everybody's playing.
Yeah, it's
from Britney Spears to Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Everyone has played there.
It's like a classic venue.
Exactly, exactly. And so that's going to go off.
Oh, man. No, I'm really excited. You know, and it's funny, I've been saying this as I've been out talking about music, and people don't realize that I've never actually toured.
Right.
So I've never done a tour.
Ever.
Yeah, ever. We've done dates on other people's tours, but this is the first time ever
great.
That we've scheduled 30 dates and wow. put together a music tour.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it just seems like that because we've had big records, we did, you know, so Men in Black comes out and we have this big, giant, global single and a great video and all of that, but we never went out to perform. I was doing the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
You were in that?
Yeah. I was the black guy. Yeah. Oh.
I don't see color. I'm in the Black Beatles. I can't believe you've never toured, but you're
never
right.
Toured, yeah.
You're right. So, and you're going, over the place.
Yeah.
So you start in Rabat in
Rabat in Morocco.
Mm. Oh, is that where that is? I didn't know where Mar was. France, Spain, Germany. All over Europe, all over the place, and then coming to the UK right at the end of August. It's going to be brilliant. And then looking at this, you end up in Paris, France, which again will go off. You just mentioned Men in Black.
Yes.
Great film.
Mm.
Great track. Are you aware of the UK, not version of it, but if I said to you garbage bags, would that mean anything to you?
No.
Okay.
Garbage bags.
Yeah, you know what a garbage, like a trash bag.
Yes, okay. Yes.
So in the UK, there was a TV show, 20 years ago maybe, and there was a singer in like a club. And then he ended up just having to take a job anywhere, and he was singing in a supermarket. Mm-hmm. And they did a version of that track to do with what we would call garbage bags, black bin bags.
Yep.
Okay. And if you've never seen it, I have to show it to you because you should see this at least.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Because I'd love to get your take on it.
Okay.
So if we just put the screen down, this is Jerry St. Clair, played by Dave Spikey, singing black bin bags in a supermarket.
Come and get your black bin bags. They're on offer till December. Come that's, get your black bin bags.
That's very, very
they're
funny.
They're long and black and slender. Heavy duty black bin
and
bags.
And there's Brian Potter, Peter Kay.
No matter what your gender. Heavy duty black bin bags.
Very,
now, if
very
you're
funny.
If you're a fan of Phoenix Nights, this is so big. This, and it's just one
heavy
sketch.
Heavy duty black bin bags. To remember.
That's just very, very funny.
Just rip with me. Just share with me right now. Just rip with me and rip with me.
So there you go. That's
genius.
Now you've seen
that's
it.
That's genius.
I'm so happy I get to show Will genius. Smith.
That's
that.
Now in your life, I'm afraid.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you can't unsee that.
You can't unsee that.
Okay. So I've got to get as much through this as I can. Go and see Will Smith. Get your tickets to see Will Smith. Yeah. He's playing all over the UK at the end of August. If you go to Will Smith's website, it's on tour. You can see that there. Go and get tickets. You've got to go see. It's the first ever tour that he's
first
done.
First ever tour, yeah. And it seems crazy, but that's real. I'm excited, and I didn't want to, I didn't want to be 64 and never have gone on tour.
You'll never be 64.
You know what? I've been thinking that. Yeah. I don't think,
never.
I'm looking enough. Because I've been thinking about my career and moving forward and, you know, what, Cruz is what, 62 now?
Yeah, he's 73.
Yeah,
like
he's 73 years. You know, Denzel is 70.
Yes, incredible.
Denzel is 70.
That's crazy, right?
He's in great shape.
Crazy.
Right, you know. So,
and looks
you know,
incredible.
He looks great. So I'm trying to, I'm measuring myself with like Cruz and Denzel, how long
your best
I'm
going to be. To come. You got
yes.
You're
no,
fine.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Go and get tickets to see Will. Get the album as well, based on a true story, featuring, you like girls? You like pretty girls?
Pretty girls.
I like pretty girls.
I think he likes pretty girls. Good to see you.
Appreciate you.
Maybe
you too,
speak
brother.
To you when you're back in the UK, but enjoy the start of the tour and lovely to see you, my friend.
You too,
really
man.
Good to see
always.
You.
You look great. You look great. Keep it right there.
So here are the things you have to take away from this interview. Number one, get Will Smith's new album. Number two, get tickets to see Will Smith live in the UK. And number three, ignore the Capital Summertime Ball because it's nothing to do with Radio X. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Will Smith! No, stop the applause, because first we've got Dom's Joke of the Week.
Hey guys, I went to the dentist yesterday. You know dentist chairs usually go up and down. Well, this one went backwards and forwards. I thought, this is strange. And then the dentist said to me...
The Chris Miles Show. A-D-O-X.
me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
At Matalan, style comes in threes. Grab three for two across all Matalan women's wear, including dresses, tops and denim, plus holiday bits, PJs, lingerie, footwear and accessories. Exclusively in your nearest Matalan store. T's and C's apply. Cheapest item free.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpigs, so show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
I never thought of myself as the giving type, but I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
I know what I like to invest in. That's why I choose eToro. With over 7,000 assets, I can invest in big global British stocks. Wait, what?
Big global British stocks.
Trade everything from local brands to global giants.
Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today.
eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Looking to travel out of London with your friends this summer and want to save money? You could get a third off your train tickets when you travel as a group of 3 to 9 people. Simply book your group's tickets together for the same journey and see how much you can save with Group Save. So, what are you waiting for? Alert the group chat and start connecting to the people and places you love for less with Group Save. Nothing beats being there. Group Save is available on off-peak rail travel in the southeast. Selected routes only. Terms and conditions apply.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
We're into the final furlong at Royal Ascot, the big favourite right in the mix-up. Oh, he's pipped at the post! But what's this? Big cheers from the Coral punters, paid as cash winners, even though they finished second by a neck. You beauty! Get Coral's pipped at the post offer on every race at Royal Ascot. Coral, we're here for it.
18 plus, UK and online only. First cash bet, minimum £1 win or win part of each way. Max stake £10. Restrictions and T's and C's apply. Gambleaware.org.
The Chris Miles Show.
Mr. Byrne, can you please get out of my filing cabinet?
Career sadly passed away a few moments ago with a dreadful, dreadful joke.
Hate it, Rams.
On hearing the news, Nick Ferrari from LBC had this to say.
How the industry will ever recover with the loss of the career of Dominic Byrne, I simply don't know. But we must just pause and remember everything he gave the industry. Right, that's enough and on we go.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Nick Ferrari. Right, on the show next, the one and only Mr. Boy George.
I'm cynical, but original. Trying to fit into a world that's so digital. Keen to let you know, I left the pigeon home. Now I gotta find an edge, won't let it go. I don't think twice, cause I know my mind. This could be our time. Tonight, it feels so right. Oh.
'Cause I know my man.
It's not big and it's not clever, Dom.
It's not.
It's really not.
Not.
Although Jake likes it. Jake Burke and All I Need. Right, we're almost out the door. We're out the door at 11 o'clock. Johnny Vaughan is coming up at 11 o'clock this morning with a kick about. Oh, no, it's not. It won't be, will it?
Okay.
Oh, not this week. Oh, it might be Uncle Toby Tarrant.
It might be him. I think it is it.
And stand by because we've got a huge guest on next. Huge guest. Huge. Huge. Massive. Give me time. Sorry. Mr. Boy George is here.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
George.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
It's getting harder and harder to interview Boy George because as the years go by, Boy George and I are in each other's lives now so much.
Yeah.
What a treat for you, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, she's told me, we've said this before, but she told me like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That this man would end up in my life in the way he has. I'd be like, no.
No way. Yeah, not but, him. You know. Yeah.
Oh, it's great. I get to share so much of George's life, which, by the way, is never dull. Mm. It is. I was saying this morning, we were talking about you this morning, and I was saying your work ethic is remarkable. So this year, I think you had a couple of shows at the start of the year. I think.
Yeah.
Then you were off to New York because you were doing Moulin Rouge on Broadway. Every day. That was for a few months.
Yep.
Then you got back, and within a few days, you were then off to Ibiza to DJ at Pasha. You got back from Ibiza Sunday night. It's now Tuesday morning. You're in with us. And it doesn't stop. And in between all of that, you will be in the studio, or you're at home doing your art, where you will be beading or stitching. It's ludicrous.
But then, if you enjoy something, it's not work.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and even if you're kind of not looking forward to something, you can kind of just tell yourself to enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the art stuff, that's like fun.
Yeah.
So that's not work. That's something I get pleasure out with. Music, I get pleasure out of.
Mm.
Actually, I try to enjoy everything I do, whatever it is. Plus, you know, I feel like I'm happier generally now. And so I notice that people are really grumpy in the world when I'm out and about. I just think, God, people are so negative. You know what I mean? Like, going to a shop and people look like so miserable and they're not friendly. And I'm like, I try to not be like that.
Mm. Yeah.
I try to, you know, just be nice to people because actually I've discovered, you know, that people don't really care what you look like. They're not really bothered. They just want a photo. They're not bothered whether you're dressed up or, you know, they don't care.
No.
They don't want to hear your life story. They just want a bloody selfie.
That's
do it.
Right.
And it's just a lot quicker to be nice.
Yeah. The amount of people that you have worked with, sung with, is incredible. But the amount of people that you've just met, and I've always said that with you, George, and I always quote the same story. You were around at ours one day, we're sat in the garden, and I said, we're having a cup of tea, and I said, I don't know the story about you getting signed. How did you get signed? And you told me that everything, like that, it was like a South Bank Show documentary. And you said, well, I used to do this and I used to do that, and then I met these people, and then I met those people, and then you got right, like it was the whole backstory. And I'm like, your memory is phenomenal. Because with some of your older habits, you shouldn't have a good memory.
I absolutely remember what I want to, though.
Right.
You know, sometimes people will start telling me a story and I'll be like, do you remember this story?
Yeah.
Right, so lots of things to talk about before George gets out of here. So let's just fly through a couple of things. First of all, would you like to go and see Boy George and Culture Club? That's right, they are still performing together. They haven't killed each other yet.
Are you asking me?
What? Uptown Festival, Sunday the 27th of July, Blackheath in London. George is set to release on the 21st of this month his reggae album, SE18.
Vinyl and CD, old school, yeah, taking it right back to the beginning.
Mm. Wow.
I've actually forgotten how much I love records. Do you know what I mean? Like just physical.
Yeah, physical.
They are great. Oh, hand it to me. Can I have
and, I think my audience kind of just wants stuff they can have.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a bit of a vinyl
stories,
head.
Stories,
yeah.
Lyrics.
Yeah, definitely.
Who played on what? All new tracks. So there's 10 songs on the album and 13 on the CD. And more coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, more coming. Actually, this is a new kind of way of getting vinyl now because you haven't got to wait 6 months to get it. It's print to order, so that's really exciting. I put my record up and they took it down because they were like, you're not Boy George. So I had to write them a letter because Dean put the record up and they were like, who's this Dean?
Who's this Dean then?
It's got proper sleeve notes.
Oh, it's a proper booklet.
Everything. I made a list last night of some of the people that George has sung with.
Oh, right.
Luther Vandross, you sang with Luther.
I did.
Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
Do you get nervous when you do?
Oh my God, I was terrified.
Stevie Wonder.
Absolutely. Almost wish I could do it now. Like all of those things that I did, everyone I sung with, I wish I could do it now rather than them, because then I was just so insecure, so self-doubting, you know, and it was so overwhelming to be in a room with someone like Stevie Wonder. I'd kind of grown up, you know, listening to all his music. I mean, I think he's probably one of the greatest songwriters ever, and you know, just being in a room with him and just thinking, oh my God.
But what I love about this list is it's so all over the place. So you go, all right, so Stevie Wonder, Luther Vandross, Paul Weller, Smokey Robinson from The Miracles, Tim Burgess from The Charlatans, and then Dolly Parton, Dionne Warwick, it's Gladys Knight. Like, I never knew you'd sung with Dolly Parton.
We did a track together called Your Kisses Are a Charity, and she was amazing. Because when I asked her to do it, I thought she was going to say no.
Yeah.
And what was amazing about her, all she wanted was a car to the studio and, like, a little bit of money, but it was nothing. It was like, really? I was expecting to get, like, a massive bill, but she just wanted a car. She was so nice, so, so easygoing, so not a diva.
Yeah, great.
You met Frank Sinatra.
I did. And you know what? It's one of my biggest regrets because I went to see him at the Albert Hall and I was a massive fan. You know, we grew up with Sinatra. Mm. So I was like a big fan. But for some reason at that point, I think I was so full of man self-importance. Like, Frank Sinatra. You know, I just forgot to be present.
Right.
I forgot to be there. Right. I didn't get a photo.
Oh, I did not.
Which I've always regretted, you know.
Well, maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe you were just so overwhelmed by
it.
It
was me. Oh yeah, I know it was me. It's like I look back and I'm like, my God, I was in a room with Frank Sinatra, and I was like, yeah, terrible.
Wow,
you know what
Sinatra.
I mean? Also, you kind of feel like you're on the level once you start getting successful.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, you sort of get into the idea that you've got like a star. Yeah. And a star doesn't ask someone for a photograph. You know, now I wouldn't care. Now if I like someone, I'll go up to them and, you know, say, no matter who it is, you know.
Yeah.
I met Patti Smith in a restaurant in New York and I thought, I've got to go and speak to her now. I ran up to her and she was very sweet.
Yeah.
That's up. But you met Rod Stewart, though, similarly, didn't you? Didn't you meet Rod in LA?
I met Rod, like, in the 80s. Yeah. He came to our gig in LA and I wouldn't let him in the dressing room because I was, like, so freaked out and I wasn't. Again, wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. And but then I've met him a lot of times since then. I've toured with him. He's adorable.
Yeah.
So here's what you need to do. Get tickets to go and see Boy George and Culture Club live, Uptown Festival. Get George's brand new album, the reggae album. Go and get that right now. And put your hands together for the one and only Mr. Boy George. We'll be right back.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
With new lines added and further reductions, there are huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, curtains, home accessories, furniture, and lots more. Save up to 50% in store and online now at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
I never thought of myself as the giver, but I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the Giving Tat, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Understanding what I'm investing in is key. That's why I use eToro. Powerful tools, useful insights. Everything I need to make confident decisions starts with AI analysis.
Wait, what?
AI analysis.
AI analysis.
Trade smarter with innovative features and expert insights. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. Not investment advice. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips for the football?
Your best bet is to head over to BetVictor. They're giving new customers a terrific welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they'll give you £30 in free bets.
Oh, that's a steal of a deal.
It's a good darn deal that'll make you squeal for real. Neil?
My name's not Neil.
I know, but it rhymes.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the football at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in and bet on any football marketing at odds of evens or greater. No cash out, 7-day expiry. Terms and conditions apply at gamblerware.org.
A frozen berry blast, please.
All right, love.
Do you know what I've done?
Now, what have you done?
You see Pete sleeping over there? I got the sun cream and then he gone and drawn it on his back.
I love it. Oh, but that's not Pete.
Isn't it?
Oh, very funny.
Avoid having the wrong kind of fun in the sun. At Specsavers, get 2-for-1 designer glasses, including sunglasses, from £100 with single vision lenses to the same prescription. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Don't skip on summer. Lock in your last-minute getaway with a TUI holiday deal. Holiday? Here we come. Family fun? Or just relaxing in the sun? Whatever you're after, find a great TUI deal for you. Book today. We'll see you by the pool. TUI. Live happy. Atoll and Abta protected. Booking T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
I'm off for a couple of weeks.
Don't leave me on my own.
Don't worry, I wouldn't do that. The station won't allow it. You're going to be joined by Rhys James. He's the guy who looks like my little Victorian son.
Oh, yeah. I love that little guy.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Tomorrow morning from 8.
With B&Q. Incredible bathrooms designed, financed and fitted.
Radio X.
This
is Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Radio X.
I would like to thank all of our guests for this week for being on. Bryce Dallas Howard. Love her. She's brilliant. Orlando Bloom. Blessed.
Yeah, we were.
Mr. Will Smith.
Yeah.
And Mr. Boy George.
Yeah.
That is three massive names. And Orlando Bloom.
Hey.
Blessed. I'm only joking, Orlando. Hey, James, thanks for almost being with us today.
No problem.
That's right.
Anytime.
He's still hanging out with himself.
He is.
Oh, you poorly boy, aren't you? You poorly, poorly sick boy.
I am.
Sick in a different way to your sick, Dom.
That's it. Thank
you. Very different.
Right, I always end the Saturday show with four belters back to back. I have four belters to play you right now.
The Chris Miles Show.
You're gonna love
them. Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, sing along please with Miss Amy Winehouse. One, two, three.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. Since I've come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like your dress. I want you to come on over.
Friday morning on the drums. Have a great weekend, whatever you're doing. And if you're going to the Sausage and Cider Festival tonight in Cambridge, I will see you there. And Dominic Byrne might even wave at you as well.
I'll see you there too.
All right, another massive tune from Razorline.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Maybe I've been here too long. The songs on the radio sound the same. Everybody just looks the same. But then last night was so much fun. And now your sheets are dirty. The streets are dirty too. But you never look back over what you've done. Remember when you were young, you'd lose yourself. Remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright. Wake him up on my mark. Put him on the stage. Well, the boy can't help it, it's not his fault. Just a dangerous, dangerous age. Then every night's still so much fun. And you're still out there, darling, clinging on to the wrong ideas. But I never regret anything I've done. Remember when you were young. Yourself. In the morning, you know you won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be alright. In the morning, you know you won't remember a thing. In the morning, you know it's gonna be you know it's gonna be all.
Some drums, please. Mr. Tom Jones and Stereophonics.
Want some whiskey in your water.
Uh-huh.
Sugar in your tea.
Go on, Tom.
What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, girl, that I want to see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said,
that ain't no way.
Open up the window, let some air to this room. I think mama's choking from the smell of stale perfume. And the cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. She said,
sun,
sun, sun, sun.
knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend, she just passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, but I don't wanna see no more.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me
she said that ain't no way to have fun.
No, no, no.
That ain't no way to have fun, son.
That song, great cover version. Go on, Tom.
Maybe I should have listened.
And Stereophonics. And that is Mama Told Me Not to Come. So Boy George and Will Smith and Bryce Dallas Howard and Landon Bloom all were on the show today. Thank you for listening. Hey, Dominic.
Hey, Christopher.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
See you tonight.
See you tonight. Sausage and Cider.
Mm-hmm.
Sausage and Cider
and
Festival.
Cider.
You've got to say the and right. Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, Chris.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Oh,
I really couldn't.
You'd say.
And a big special thank you.
Thank you.
To all of our guests for being with us.
Right, great guests.
But save the best to last.
Yeah.
To you, the listeners, for tuning in. And also, a little side thank you. To my mum and dad.
Oh, lovely, that.
Very nice of you.
Yeah, really good.
And
James, you still in?
Yes, I'm in.
You've got a funny pale colour.
Yes.
Do you want to go home to bed?
Please.
Okay, all right, off you go. And I'll leave you with Mr. Guns and Mr. Roses. It's the Guns and the Roses. It's You Could Be Mine from Terminator 2. Go on, go on! Have a great Saturday. Keep Radio X on all day. And let's go!
You could be mine.
best dad. Something amazing from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. That's Aldi. Gifts like a golf kit with three golf balls, three wooden tees and a golf ball marker. Now that's putting your dad first. Putting. You get it? Never mind.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
Hang on, what about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here, I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go and it's smooth. Five long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
I know how I like to invest. That's why I choose eToro. Access to global markets, expert analysis, shared knowledge. On eToro, I pick my own investors.
Wait, what?
Pick my own stocks.
Copy my own stocks. Choose your mix of assets or copy top performing traders. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. eToro is a multi-assets investment platform. Copy trading does not amount to investment advice. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th July or 1750. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 11, Iranian officials say they'll continue their attack on Israel after missiles were fired last night. It's in response to Israeli strikes on nuclear facilities earlier this week. Politics expert Natasha Lindstads told Radio X it's unlikely we'll see a peaceful resolution anytime soon.
Israel has vowed that they're going to keep going until the very end, until they can bring Iran to their knees, and they've already destroyed their defense and missile capabilities. I mean, this has the potential to be regime-ending for Iran.
Investigators from the UK have arrived in India to help teams looking into Thursday's plane crash. They're trying to work out what caused it to come down shortly after takeoff. 53 British nationals were on board. There's been a fifth night of violence in Northern Ireland. Petrol bombs have been thrown at police in Portadown. Unrest started on Monday in Ballymena, following claims of a sexual assault in the town. 1,300 troops are taking part in the King's official birthday parade in central London. There'll be a flypast over Buckingham Palace later. And David Beckham says he's really proud to have been made a Sir for his services to sport and charity. There's an MBE for Rachel Daly, who won the Euros with the Lionesses in 2022.
Weather.
Rain.